Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
I'm Carolyn.
And I'm Nathaniel.
And we're glad you could join us for day two of our lesson about Margaret E. Knight. She, of course, is a very influential person who revolutionized a lot of the way that we do things in today's world. Well, she was an inventor. She invented some things. Yesterday we learned that she invented a device, or she devised a device, that would help stop machines when something went wrong. She invented lots of other things, and that just makes me wonder, what kinds of things did you want to invent? Or maybe you did invent something, but maybe you wanted to invent something when you were a child. Nathaniel, can you think of anything that you wanted to invent, or did you have any ideas about things?
Well, you know, I played with Legos a lot when I was a kid, the little blocks that you could build buildings out of, and I really liked building traps or moving walls and that type of thing.
Oh, that's cool. Carolyn, did you want to invent anything when you were a child?
Well, I had a great idea for this wonderful invention that would allow me to get the remote control for the TV from across the room. But I didn't know how to invent it.
That is a wonderful idea for an invention. Well, friends, we hope you do have your remote controls, but don't change the channel. Stick with us here at Studio Classroom. We're going to get started in our reading for today.
Margaret E. Knight. Although factories were eager to adopt her first invention, Knight did not receive much in the way of compensation for her effort. Because of her youth and her family's lack of education, Knight was unable to patent her safety device to earn a profit from selling it. But Knight did patent many of her later inventions, including one of her most enduring creations, a machine for producing flat-bottomed paper bags. In Knight's day, paper bags were shaped like envelopes, which made them difficult to fill. While working at a paper bag factory, Knight conceived of bags with flat, rectangular bottoms that would be stronger and more practical.
Hello, friends. This is your word, Lady Ellen. We're back for the second day of our profile article on inventor Margaret Knight. Before we begin, let's take a look at the vocabulary. Compensation. Compensation is a noun. As compensation for your work, we will give you $100 for each article you write. Conceive. Conceive is a verb. Taylor conceived of a more efficient way to work with her coworkers. Endeavor. Endeavor is a verb. David is endeavoring to produce a full-length movie. On file. On file is an idiom. We don't have any job opportunities now, but we'll keep the information you sent on file. Sounds interesting. Let's learn more in the article.
Getting started at the beginning, we read this sentence. Although factories were eager to adopt her first invention, Knight did not receive much in the way of compensation for her effort. Well, we see this word adopt here. Factories were eager to adopt something. Usually I think of adopting little children when I see this word adopt. Nathaniel, what does this word here mean in the article?
Well, here, of course, they're taking on something new. It doesn't have to be a child. It can be an idea or a new strategy in this case.
That's right. So it's a new idea, a new strategy, adopting something, making it your own. And they were eager to adopt her first invention, but what happened? Knight did not receive much in the way of compensation. Knight did not receive much in the way of compensation for her effort. So in the way of, that means that she did not get compensated for her effort. There was not much in the way of compensation. How else can you use that phrase, Carolyn?
Well, when you think of something being in the way of, you might think that something is in front of it or blocking it, but that's not what it means here. It means something similar to. So maybe there wasn't much in the way of food at the birthday party, so I was very hungry.
All right, not much in the way of food at the birthday party. You might walk into a store and you want to buy something, and the person there will say, well, we don't have much in the way of coffee. We don't have much in the way of chocolate. What else do you want to buy? We don't have much in the way of. How else can you use that phrase, Nathaniel?
Well, you could say that she didn't have much in the way of experience, but she was a quick learner.
All right, that's another excellent way to use it, not much in the way of experience. So you can use it to talk about ideas, things, tangible things, or even things like compensation. And we're talking about compensation right now. This is from the word bank, compensation for something. So you did something, maybe you paid something, you expended a little bit of your money or your energy, and what is your compensation? Well, that's what you get back for what you gave. Compensation. How do you use that word, Carolyn?
Well, I like to get compensation for my work, and that could be in the form of money or maybe some cake, Nathaniel.
Oh, cake. You like cake, do you? Well, another way to use this word in the United States, we talk about workman's compensation. If you get injured, you may be able to receive workman's compensation, some extra money because of your injury.
All right, so that is workman's compensation. I like the idea of getting compensated with money or like Carolyn was saying, with cake. Maybe if I do something for you, you can take me out to coffee. That's what you can do in the way of compensation for me. Right now, it's time for us to learn something different with Steve and Ken in the Information Cloud.
Let's talk about two words today that seem to have the same meaning, but are in fact different. They are eager and anxious.
Although anxious has been used as a synonym for eager since the 18th century, we should use anxious only when we're worried or feel uneasy about an anticipated event.
For example, you can be anxious about an upcoming exam, but you probably shouldn't tell your friends that you're anxious to see them this weekend.
Instead, I should say I'm eager to see my friends this weekend.
That's right. It's not that it's wrong, but it runs the risk of confusion because anxious is related to the word anxiety.
And anxiety is definitely a negative sounding word.
It is. Anxious and eager both mean looking forward to something, but they have different connotations. Eager suggests enthusiasm about something. If you're really looking forward to some warm weather, for example, you're eager for it.
And that's a positive connotation. Anxious, on the other hand, has the negative connotation. It implies a worry about something.
So, if your son doesn't come home on time, you won't feel eager, you'll feel anxious.
Ah, yes, that would make me very anxious. Eager 跟 anxious 我们可以来做一个区分，虽然这两个字都可以表示渴望的，但是 anxious 严格讲是带有忧虑不安的成分，因为 anxious 是跟 anxiety 焦虑相关的。如果你很迫不及待的想要见你的朋友，你应该说 I'm eager to see my friends, 而不是 I'm anxious to see my friends, 除非你对见到朋友这件事感到焦虑。今天的课文讲到很多的工厂都 eager to adopt her first invention, 迫不及待的想采用 Margaret Knight 的发明。这就是今天的 Info Cloud, 我们下次云端见。
Thank you guys. Well, I'm not anxious, but I am eager to continue with our next sentence. Because of her youth and her family's lack of education,Knight was unable to patent her safety device to earn a profit from selling it. All right, so maybe her family didn't know enough about the law, what they could do to help her earn or get this patent, because, of course, she invented something and she wanted to earn a profit from it. She wanted to get some money for that. Well, how does our article continue, Carolyn?
It says, but Knight did patent many of her later inventions, including one of her most enduring creations, a machine for producing flat-bottomed paper bags. Now, Nathaniel, have you ever used a flat-bottomed paper bag?
Well, yes, I have. They're very common in the United States at grocery stores. If you buy things, you often put them in brown paper bags with a flat bottom.
I love flat-bottomed paper bags. Yeah, you can either get like a plastic bag, or sometimes they give you that paper sack or paper bag that has a flat bottom. I guess before this, they were kind of like envelopes. Well, as we continue, we see in Knight's day, paper bags were shaped like envelopes, which made them difficult to fill. We see a phrase there, in Knight's day, or in someone's day. What does this mean, Carolyn? Are we talking about the day that she invented something?
No, we're talking about the general time when she was alive. So her day means her lifetime. And so an example you could use is, in my great-grandmother's day, cars were a new invention.
Mm. Well, I guess they would be. Yeah, cars were a new invention in her day. How else could you use that phrase, Nathaniel?
Well, I was thinking that in our day, women have it maybe a little bit better than they did at the time of Margaret E. Knight.
Well, I think so, too. I would agree with that. In our day, it is a lot easier for women than it was for Margaret E. Knight. I was thinking about my grandfather. In my grandfather's day, lots more people lived on farms. I remember he told me a story about how they made ice cream out of hail falling from the sky, along with milk from cows that they had on the farm, something that I could not do now or in our day. Well, we continue. While working at a paper bag factory, Knight conceived of bags with flat, rectangular bottoms that would be stronger and more practical. And we see that word bank word there. It is the word conceive. Carolyn, can you tell us about this word?
Well, if you conceive of an idea or a concept, then you think of it. It comes to your mind and you make it alive. So what is something that you could conceive, Nathaniel?
I think that artists often conceive what they're going to draw, what they're going to paint or make before they actually create it. So they conceive of it, they have the idea in their mind first.
That's right. I was thinking about maybe songwriters or actors too. They conceive of how they want something played out. If you're writing a song or creating something new, you conceive of it first and then you draw it or you create it. Well, she conceived of some pretty good ideas, and she created these flat-bottomed paper bags. They're stronger and more practical. Well, it's time for us to learn something new with Michelle in the Language Lab.
那么邵老师，首先我们看的是 compensation 这个不可数名词。Compensation 是指报酬或者是津贴。例如 ,Ricky received $10,000 in compensation for his injury. Ricky 因为受伤受到了$10,000的补偿金。或者是 Nathan claimed compensation for his surgery. Nathan 因为手术而申请了津贴。继续我们看的是 conceive 这个动词。C-E-I-V-E 这个字根也有接受的意思，所以 conceive 本来可以指受孕，但是在这里是指构思或者是设想。例如 ,The idea of platform computers was conceived many years ago. 平板电脑的创意在很多年前就已经酝酿了。或者是 ,The novel's plot was conceived during a trip to Rome. 这本小说的情节是在一趟罗马之旅中产生的。
Well, we are learning about Margaret E. Knight, and many factories liked her inventions, but she was not able to get her inventions patented the way that she wanted to. We do see that she created something very useful, a flat-bottomed paper bag, and we're going to learn a little bit more about this in the second reading of our lesson today.
Margaret E. Knight. Then she endeavored to invent a machine that would manufacture them. and she succeeded. Knight's one machine could perform the work of 30 people, cutting, folding, and gluing the backs together. Knight worked for months to perfect her masterpiece, but when she applied for a patent, one was already on file. A man named Charles Annan had seen an early prototype of Knight's idea and had attempted to patent the machine as his own.
Well, we did learn before the break that she was going to invent these flat-bottom paper bags. We see here, then she endeavored to invent a machine that would manufacture them, and she succeeded. Well, I see a good word right there. It's from the word bank, and it's the word endeavor. When you endeavor to do something, that means you have an idea, and you want to carry it out. Maybe it's an idea that's a little more challenging. It's not an easy thing to do, but you want to try and do it. You endeavor to do something. How could you use this word, Carolyn?
Well, it's a very brave endeavor to try to open a business in another country. That is not an easy thing to do, so it's quite a challenging endeavor.
All right, that's a challenging endeavor. So as you can see, you can use this word as a noun as well. It's a challenging endeavor. You can endeavor to do something. Nathaniel, how else can you use that word?
Well, yeah, I was also thinking of it as a noun. It was a difficult endeavor, but nothing could stop her. She was determined to do it, even if it was hard.
All right, it was a difficult endeavor, and nothing was going to stop Knight as well. She endeavored to create something that would help. She was going to manufacture these bags, and then she succeeded. She didn't just endeavor to do something. That means you have the idea to do something, you want to do something. It doesn't always mean you will succeed. But we find out that Knight did succeed. Knight's one machine could perform the work of 30 people, cutting, folding, and gluing the bags together. It could perform the work of 30 people. Carolyn, what does that phrase mean?
Well, if it can do the work of 30 people, that means that 30 people would have been needed to cut, fold, and glue the paper bags together, but now her one machine could do all of that work, so those 30 people don't have to do the paper bag making anymore.
All right, so 30 people. You could also use this phrase to talk about things like animals. A car might have 50 horsepower, a 50 horsepower engine. That means it can perform the work of 50 horses, 50 horsepower engine. So you can use this phrase in different ways. Well, Nathaniel, how does our article continue?
It continues by saying, Knight worked for months to perfect her masterpiece. Perfect her masterpiece, but what is a masterpiece? It's kind of a strange word.
Yeah, it is a kind of a strange word. A masterpiece, it's like you are a master at something, you are really good at something, and then this is like your work of art. You perfect your masterpiece, something that you had a great idea about, you endeavored to do it, and you were successful. So Knight worked for months to perfect her masterpiece. Nathaniel, what does it mean to perfect something?
Well, perfecting something is like making it perfect. Going on in the sentence, we see that, but when she applied for a patent, one was already on file. That's strange. And on file now is a word that a phrase that we're going to look at for today. On file. What does this phrase mean, Carolyn?
Well, if something is on file, that means it's already been recorded. There's already a file for this idea.
That's right. Something is on file. Maybe your coworker is looking for something. You need to research something. Well, they already have something on file for you to look at. That is really helpful. So it can be really helpful if something is on file. But in this case, Nathaniel, was it helpful that this kind of invention or patent was already on file?
No, not at all. It was not helpful to Margaret E. Knight. She was going to submit it to put it in the file, but it was already there. So we know that something must be wrong in this situation. Well, now, friends, it is time to go to a review skit. Let's see what they're doing over there.
Mm-hmm.
Margaret, how are you doing?
Very well, Charles. I'm working on another invention.
You are revolutionizing the world. No one could have predicted that.
True. I'm not wealthy, and I received little education.
And women today aren't expected to accomplish much.
True, but I have intelligence and persistence.
Yes, and that has enabled you to invent many devices with great significance.
You are so right.
What was your first invention, Margaret?
I designed a safety feature to prevent accidents. Mm. It became common in textile mills. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to patent it.
Oh, so you didn't receive compensation for your efforts?
No. Mm. But now I have a new invention, a most endearing creation.
Really? What is it this time?
Take a look, Charles.
Oh, my. It's
a paper bag with a flat, rectangular bottom. It's stronger and more practical.
It's a masterpiece. But cutting, folding, and gluing them will take a lot of effort.
That's why I invented a machine to do those things.
Oh.
It performs the work of 30 people.
Your invention is worth a fortune.
Yes.
Did you apply for a patent yet?
Not yet. I'm still working on the prototype.
Hmm. May I see it?
Well, certainly, Charles. Huh. Why not?
Yes, why not?
I just love those review skits. Well, back to that sentence earlier. We see that she applied for a patent, but one was already on file. Now, we want to talk about that word patent, because you saw in today's lesson as a noun and a verb, a patent. Nathaniel, what is a patent?
A patent is something that you can apply for that gives you rights to something that you have created, often some kind of an invention.
All right, an invention. Well, Carolyn, how is the word patent different from the verb patent?
Well, you can patent something, so that means that you apply for a patent. And the patent is an actual document that says that this invention is yours. You have the rights to it. And if something is patented, then you will have to pay if you want to use it.
All right, well, remember that. If you invent something, make sure to get it patented. Don't let someone else steal your idea. The same thing if you write a song or do something creative like that. That's not called a patent, that's called a copyright, but it's the same idea. Well, we continue in our lesson. A man named Charles Anand had seen an early prototype of Knight's idea and had attempted to patent the machine as his own. Not a good idea. Looks like he was trying to steal her idea. Well, let's continue right now with Michelle in the language lab.
OK, 接下来我们来看的是 endeavor 这个动词。endeavor 是指努力或者是尽力。例如 the CEO endeavored to save the company but failed. 执行长很努力的要拯救公司但是功败垂成。endeavor 可以当名词，例如 Helen's endeavors to win the case proved to be successful. Helen 为了赢得这个案子的努力证明是成功的。所以我们看的是 on file 这个成语。file 是指档案，所以 on file 是指已经存档的或者是有案可查的。例如 you should keep this document on file for future reference. 你应该把这份文件存档以后可以作为参考。或者是 I'm sure my application is on file already. 我确定我的申请书已经有记录可查了。And back to the program.
Well, Margaret E. Knight was a very wonderful inventor. She invented lots of different things, but unfortunately, some of her ideas were stolen by other people. Or at least one that we found out about today was stolen by a man named Charles Anand. Now, this just makes me think, she's not the only one that has had her ideas stolen, right, Carolyn? I mean, does this happen to other people?
It does happen to other people, and it's still a very common problem in business today. A lot of businesses will hire people to try to find out what other companies are doing so that they can do it first.
Well, that's true. How else might someone steal your idea, Nathaniel?
Well, where I see this happening a lot is sometimes in movies and books, people claim that their ideas are being used somewhere else. They had a book a long time before, and now someone's made a movie of it without crediting them. Maybe something like that.
That's right. Well, friends, a stolen idea is a bad idea. Right now, it's time for us to say goodbye, but we'll see you next time right here on Studio Classroom. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
The Adventures of Tom Sawyer by Mark Twain. Injun Joe made his dreams terrible, and he went out at night, if he had to do so, in a state of endless fright. Huck was the same. Injun Joe's escape had saved him from being a witness at the trial, but Tom had told the whole story to the defense lawyer the night before the great day of the trial, and both boys were afraid. The lawyer had promised to keep their secret, but could Huck be sure? Pity for Muff Potter had made the boys themselves break their solemn promise to say nothing. But Injun Joe was still free, and a terrible danger. It was quite a long time before adventure called again. But there comes a time in every healthy boy's life when he must go somewhere and dig for hidden treasure. This need suddenly struck Tom one day. He went out to look for Joe Harper without success. Next, he tried to find Ben Rogers. He had gone fishing. At last, he met Huck Finn, the red-handed. Huck was always willing to join in anything that was exciting and didn't cost money.